There it is.
So when did you get this tablet?
I've been tablet for years. This is old.
So
it's like the first generation Kindle Fire, like.
Okay, so you want fancy on this, like, yeah. See, back in the old days on Do Better D-Dot, we used to just record on our phone.
Oh. Remember right now? At my old school
magic school bus.
Oh my god. I can't believe you brought that up.
Yes, at my old school, we used our phones instead of tablets.
And now that we're using the tablet, the sound quality is just better when I'm recording from this. So no more phones. Gonna use this tablet. It's been a long day.
It has been a very long day.
I had to go to a focus group. I had to go to the office and drop off like my hours. I stopped into both Nike and Warby Parker.
Somebody shopping.
I was just looking. And then I went to Nike and realized, like, why I don't buy things from Nike. Because I don't really like their stuff.
You don't.
I'm not a big fan. I don't like their stuff. It's just so basic. Like,
bland. Not like Adidas.
It also looks like slave labor, too. Like,
yeah.
Their clothing is not.
It's just, I'm too cognizant of that when I go up in there. So, it's getting to that time of year again, right?
I guess the cool, but it's like cool one day. First of all, no, it's early spring in the morning, summer in the afternoon, and then late fall at night. And I don't even know what to do.
Winter in the middle of the night and then waking up. I'm sitting here a whole ice cube.
It's so cold.
Oh man,
and then you don't know what to do.
How do you even dress for that?
You don't. You hope for the best.
You know better to bring an umbrella with you, too, because you don't even know if it's going to rain either, right?
Right. Mm. I always have one, but, like...
Gotta have an on-call umbrella.
But, yeah. So, which brings me to... Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to another episode of Do Better D-Dot Podcast. I'm your host, Sam.
And your co-host, Ray.
And we are, once again, super, super happy to have you guys joining us and listening to us rant. Like old people about the weather. But, you know, thank you guys for your support on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
As usual, shout out to Christopher, who is consistent as fuck. We love you on Twitter. You know who you are. And don't forget, you guys can send us your horror bus stories.
Yes.
You can send those to our email, which is dobetterd.at gmail.com. That's dobetterd.at gmail.com.
You heard it from her. You're hearing it from me. Yep. dobetterd.at gmail.com. Send those stories. We need them.
Tis October. Tis the season.
It's the season to be terrified.
The season.
Yeah. So what are we talking to our audience and fans and committed, dedicated fans about today?
First things first, housekeeping, Dart Info. Would you do the honors?
It's my favorite part. No, it's not. The rest of the podcast is, but.
This is a part of it.
Dart is a new way to pay. Save before you pay. No more transfers, no more additional fees. Pay once and ride on both DDOT and Smart. The Dart app is up and running. You may now purchase your 4-hour, 24-hour, 7-day regional, and 31-day regional passes through the Dart app, available through Apple and Android. However, there is a 15-cent fee per pass, not per transaction.
As usual, A+.
Thank you. I thought there was more, but...
There isn't. That's it. That's all they need to know.
There is something that people need to know.
What?
I found an update today.
What?
At the end of this month of October, those that are applying for the reduced fares that are senior citizens or disabled, you will no longer pay that dollar fee either. So there will be a new application released by the end of the month. I did find that out from DDOT today.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Are they doing better, though?
I mean...
Trick question.
I mean, they just basically doing what they were supposed to have did in the first place.
Exactly. So. Their job. Right.
Yeah.
So, it's 4 seasons in one day, right?
Basically.
And we ain't in a car. We can't just turn on the heat or the defrost or the air conditioning. So, how do we deal with this? How do we know what to expect and not sweat because we're having too much clothes or sitting there shivering because we don't have enough clothes.
Well, I mean, like, first you gotta know what it's like riding on the bus, but more specifically, DDOT bus. So, the colder the temperature, the slower the bus system, right? That's just what I observe.
On that flip,
it start acting up.
Yeah, in the summer too.
In the summer, you think
the hotter it gets. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true though. Actually, because like the hottest day of the year, Woodward was cutting up, and you know Woodward comes like clockwork, right?
Right.
But for some odd reason, Woodward was going nuts. But yeah, when it gets colder, buses just really, I mean, the ghost buses get worse. They are 10, 15, 20 minutes late. And I'm just like, I don't want to do this anymore sometimes.
I have whole attitudes. I have all of the asthma, all of the bronchitis, and I'm sitting out there in this cold air.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Just last week, and it was a nice, brisk day, I was waiting for the Chicago-Davidson bus. And guess what? There were two other people already there. So I'm thinking, oh, great. I actually checked the actual timetable. Mm-hmm. I don't check the transit app. I actually check the actual schedule.
Ooh, wow.
So I did that, and I was like, ooh, this bus about to come. It is about to come. So I get there. Like I said, there's two people already there. I wait, and I wait, and I wait.
You're still waiting.
And the bus doesn't come. I'm like, what?
It's what time
like
is it?
It was supposed to have came at, like, what? 7:20 No, eight. Like 9. No, it was like supposed to be there at like 8 something, I think.
A.M. at the end of that time.
A.M. It was supposed to be A.M.
This is the morning. Sam's talking about. This is the morning.
Yes, this is the morning. Wow. And it didn't come. And so the lady left. Like, she dipped real quick. But the young gentleman, he was like, yeah, the bus I was waiting for, it didn't come, so I waited again for the next one, and that one didn't come.
Whoa.
And now this one didn't come. He said he'd been waiting on the bus for over an hour and a half. Like,
3 no-shows, hour and a half, but we're supposed to be happy about new blue cards?
And this is morning. I mean, people are trying to get to work.
This is morning. So this is a weekday, right?
It's
and this
a weekday.
Is not Saturday service, not Sunday slump service.
It was Monday like hell. It was really Monday.
Wait. So you mean to tell me it's freezing outside and we're about to get into the colder months. It's 3 no-shows. It's Monday morning and you got to get to work.
Yeah. I actually ended up having to take a Uber because the bus just would not get me to my destination on time at all.
That happened to me with the Dexter, and that's a 24-hour route. Mm-hmm. And I had to spend an extra $15 to go to work because I was going to be late.
Yeah.
I can't afford to be late to work, DDOT. So what are you doing better about that?
Right.
But we're not talking about being late because we don't even have an episode for late buses because you know they're going to be late.
Yeah, we don't have an episode specifically talking about late buses, but we do talk about late buses in every episode.
I don't think
we need to make an episode because everybody just
knows. No, it's like every episode, right? So these buses are not coming. It's getting colder. For some reason, it's just the buses are running slower when it's cold, even though you want to get on that warm bus as fast as possible. What the hell? So what do we do about this?
So we need to prepare ourselves. More specifically, we need to know what the hell we're supposed to be wearing.
Why am I thinking of Game of the Thrones?
Winter is coming. Oh my God, that's exactly how I feel. So like, we need to know what to wear while you freeze and or burn, because right now, it is indeed fool's fall. Like, we think it's fall, but it's actually, we got a couple more hours. We got a couple more days of summer. Like, left.
Hours. It's hours.
Hours. Yeah, I was like, the first time. Like, it's about to be so, like.
So, it's fool's fall. We're past second summer already.
Yeah,
we are way past second
Indian summer. Indian summer is over. It is now fool's fall.
Fool's fall.
So, it's like, here's fall, psych. Wait, summer. Oh, fall. So, it's a time of year where the internal temperatures of the bus will be inconsistent. Let's explain, shall we?
Tell people about this.
Yes, bus drivers seem to not know if they are hot or cold, and for good reason.
Like I said,
full fall, we don't know what's going on.
They don't know whether to turn on the heat or the air. Mm-hmm. Some of the drivers are like, let me just not use the climate at all.
Right.
And leave it up to the riders to open or close the windows.
Right,
so,
and those are the buses I enjoy the most, actually, because we're all generally, I mean, you know, we all black, so we're generally on the same wavelength when it comes to what's hot and what's cold. We good. We all good. It's like, yeah, that's cool. So, but in those weird cases where everybody's not in sync, layering is key. I'm talking about wearing it. Like me, I wear a t-shirt, and I wear a sweater, and I wear a jacket.
For the fellas, I wear an undershirt. I'm wearing a some sort of t-shirt, maybe some button-up or sweater. Better have those socks that go past your ankles because you're going to be cold. My feet are going to be ice blocks. And I'm telling you, warming up your feet after 3 bus routes in the winter and you're trudging through snow, your feet take forever to warm up. So make sure you're covering your feet, too. Mm-hmm. Some and really this, good boots or shoes.
And then with layering, you can take clothes off. Or put them on.
Take clothes off.
Magic Mike.
All right.
But yeah, you can, with layering, it's easy to take clothes off and put more clothes on, right? Because, I mean, early in the morning, like I said, it's cold, so you're going to have all those layers on. And then it starts to get warm, you can take the jacket off, you can take the sweater off, and you
it's
can take
a t-shirt. Whole science.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. Science to this.
So, like I said, layering is key. That's my story. I'm sticking to it because it helped me.
So this fool's fall, this is like this time in Michigan where it's like fall is a theory.
At this point, yes.
And it is, like, you know, the leaves are changing, but the high is going to be 72 degrees in the afternoon today. But just know that low is going to be below 50.
It's going to be like 50 something.
It's going to be cold. So these these 20, 30 degree variations in one day. Mm-hmm. Layering is so important because, as you say, you can strip or you can put clothes on. So
I mean, the latter being less sexy.
But the thing is, layering, here's why we say layering. Don't wear no big old puffy sweater. You can't take that off.
No.
If there's nothing underneath that sweater.
Exactly. I mean, some people try it. They'd be like, you know what?
In front of me, I'm going to just wear. You can do whatever you want.
Oh, my God. Some people try it. They'd be like, I got a sports bra on. I can do this.
Look,
like,
air it out.
I'm like, do you
air it out. Just do you. So now, this fool's fall is like, you just really have to, like, have this Weather Channel app on your phone. Mm-hmm. Look at hour-by-hour forecast. This is what I do. I'm serious. I do hour-by-hour.
For us, you know, tech-savvy people.
We some real bus riders here.
Yeah. But for those who are not tech-savvy and you still get your weather from the news, pay attention. They tell you.
Watch that weather report because you don't want to be caught without an umbrella. And it's nice and sunny in the morning. You know how Michigan is.
You know.
Boom. 5 minutes later, it's snowing. So, you see some flakes. What's going on? You're cold. What else should we do to stay warm? You know? So, you're layered up.
So, like we said, fall is that weird time where it is not cold enough to wear gloves, but it's cold enough where your hands are uncomfortable, right?
I don't know that other
day. Yes. Right? But usually it's not cold it's enough not to wear gloves. Like, you start to get a little hot. So what I like to do is I like to indulge in warm drinks. Because they keep your hands warm.
Oh, yeah.
You drink them and they keep your body nice and comfortable.
Ooh, a 2-in-1 hand warmer and body warmer.
Yes. Yeah, so that's all I do. Like, I just switch from my cold drinks and switch straight to the hot.
So there's the whole thing about, like, gloves, too. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend, like, because you're going to be waiting at that bus stop for 20 minutes. Hopefully not. I really hope not. Mm-hmm. And you need to text someone. Mm-hmm. And don't you hate having to take off your gloves to text?
Oh, my God, I hate that.
And that, because we live in a land.
It's so cold.
For those who are not in Michigan, we live in a land where the air hurts your skin.
We live in the land of Elsa.
So, there are some really cool gloves that have the touchscreen capability, like on the index or, like, your middle finger and things of that sort. So, I recommend those. Some people like those really cool kind of cutout gloves or mittens where your fingers are still exposed. That's great for this time of the year. Yeah. Don't do that shit in November or December.
I mean, at least not here.
At least not here.
At least not in the Midwest.
Yeah. No, because you won't have fingers. No. So get those touchscreen ones because I like to text or
cause
mayhem online when I'm waiting 25 minutes for a bus that I hope is not a no-show. Right.
Which nobody should be doing.
Nobody. In a wearer. No.
But hey, that'll be reality because DDOT can't get it shit together for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. So What else? What's covering
your
head?
So, what's covering my head? Oh, yeah. First of all, let's get into these other useful tips and tricks, right?
Oh, okay. Which,
that's a part of it, right?
Okay, cool.
That's part of it. So, pocket warmers.
What are pocket warmers?
You know what pocket warmers
are. Are they the hand warmers? Yeah,
they really are. They're the one where it's like a little sack and you hit them.
Oh, with that hair and you can put a bologna on there and it'll pop.
Ew,
gross. I don't eat that. It gets that hot, y'all.
Yeah.
It gets that
hot. So, yeah, those are great. You can get them at your local CVS, Walgreens, Meijer, Target. Like, you can, anywhere that sells stuff, you can probably find it.
You'll see me like in those yellow orange packs that look alarming. Mm-hmm. And it's like, take me. You know, those are the hand warmers. They got foot warmers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they look like the doctor shows, but they're like the foot version of the pocket warmers.
I highly recommend those in the winter.
Oh, my God.
I really do, especially if your boots aren't that warm or, like, you don't have any thick socks. Like, I highly recommend.
My feet get cold so easily. Yeah. So, that's a really good tip. So, what are some other tricks and tips?
Yeah, of course. Keep a skull cap with you at all times. I mean, men do it all the time. You see them whip it out their pocket.
Right.
They got it. And
you gotta
that's
have
me too,
it.
Though. I put my gloves and my hat
pocket. I got different colors. I got the thing with the little puffball on the top too that my cat be playing with.
Because they're nice. You can roll them down over your ears instead of having to carry like lumpy earmuffs.
I like those kind of hats too. That like
the floppy ears.
The floppy ears.
Those are so fun.
I call
fun.
Them like what do they call them? Like squirrel hats or raccoon hats or
something.
They got
like little
fur. But mine are faux because I'm not vegan yet, but I'm plant-based, so yes. Faux fur.
You're working on it.
I'm working on it. Just like D-Dot's working on a lot of stuff they should have been done 3 years ago, but...
Yeah, and also, it's that time where it's going to be cold and rainy, so I recommend collapsible umbrellas. I have one myself, and with, like, the sleeve, keep the sleeve so that even when your umbrella's still wet and you just need to put it away, you can tuck your umbrella in that water wicking sleeve and you can put it in your bag.
Nice.
And they keep moving.
Some that are like, it's really
that's
weird.
That's the collapsible.
The collapsible. Yep. So my friend had it. We were like on a river walk. It was raining. It was a good day for frogs and ducks, but not humans to be walking out. But we walked out and he had this really cool, and it was kind of wicking. Like the way that it unfurled, it was like it's going backwards. Like the wind was, you know, when the wind blows your umbrella and it messes it up. But that's how his umbrella was folded. So I think that's what you're talking about. That collapsible umbrella.
That umbrella. Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, you can get the cheap ones too. Like you can just go anywhere and just get the one. You know, the ones with, you just pull it out and the stick gets longer and longer and then it opens. Yeah. You know, like those are great. And like I said, most of them come with the sleeve. You can just slide it back in. I always lose the sleeve though.
Oh, that sleeve. That's the first thing.
That's
though.
The first thing you that's, lose.
Don't lose that umbrella though.
But like if you do that, just keep a plastic bag or something to keep wet things in and tie it up because you don't want your other things to get wet in your bags. That's the worst. That's literally the worst. God.
Especially not your peppermints.
Yeah. And so speaking of like putting things in bags, everybody who takes the bus and has a very busy life should be utilizing a messenger bag or a crossbody bag or a tote of some kind, because if you're not, what are you doing? Like, I can't stand it. I see this with men the most, where they literally carry everything in their pockets and their pockets are bulging.
Guilty. I
know, but
guilty.
You have a bag. That's the crazy thing.
And I hate that bag. I hate carrying that thing every day. So get something that's comfortable for your shoulders, because you might be carrying
some
stuff.
You don't have a crossbody bag or a backpack. You have a, what is that? Laptop sachet. So you need a messenger bag, you need a crossbody bag, or you need a backpack.
I recommend a
crossbody bag.
I need a crossbody.
Because you can have, because the pouch can be in the front where you can see it instead of behind you, which is where people can
pickpocket. What are some designer ones? Like,
I mean, I don't know. I don't really like buy designer stuff.
I do.
However, Supreme is really popular.
Supreme is.
Actually, every brand makes these messenger or crossbody bags. They're really popular right now. Most likely, yeah.
Mm, okay.
But if you're cheap like moi, you can go to Target, Meijer, you can go on Amazon. I have a cheap one from Guess somewhere. Like,
yeah, I saw your Guess one. I like that one. I was going to jack it. I was going to snatch it.
No, you ain't.
I see that face. If y'all saw her face.
No, you ain't. I have I have 3 different tote bags. Like,
you got to carry a bag.
You have to carry a bag.
Every, no, and Sam is so right about us fellas putting too much stuff in the pocket. I'll have my inhaler, this, that, and stuff. Because I hate carrying backgrounds. But you got to have a comfortable bag. Because it's just easier to carry it in there. You mm-hmm. feel lighter. Yeah. You, and also, the other
your things, hands are free.
Your hands you know are free. But I'm going to tell you another trick too, because the more stuff you put in your bag and you're running for a bus that's about to be pulling off, mm-hmm. it's going to weigh you down. So just be careful how much you put in there too, because you might need to run after that. Mm-hmm. But I'm being serious. I'm not even being facetious. So just that, but it's good. I agree. Have a bag. It's
you need one. Everyone needs one. You need get a comfortable have a car. One. You need a bag that will. You need a bag that will evenly distribute the weight.
Yes.
Because just having it on one shoulder really, really screws you up. Like we all know this. We know the pain because we used to do it in high school. Mm-hmm. Everybody had the one bag on the shoulder.
Everybody got Ryneck and everything.
For real. We all, for some odd reason, lean slightly to the left.
Yeah, we all just leaning left.
It's kind of a mess. I know chiropractors are very happy.
They're about to be in business.
For real.
Yes.
With us. But, yeah. So, coming to what your point was before, Ray. About what we put on our heads. For women, if skull caps aren't your thing, luckily, if you're black and a woman, you have a way out.
Ooh.
You can wear head wraps instead.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep, that's what I do. Late fall, winter comes, this curly fro goes away, and head wraps are here to stay because it's a good protective style. It protects your hair from the elements and drying out. Mm-hmm. It looks awesome.
Oh,
you can wear it in many different ways, in many different colors, in many different styles.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for going out. It's good for professionals.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for going. It's good for everything. I love it.
Even a weekend.
Especially,
you wore one, right?
Right. I wore one to a wedding, and it looked gorgeous, of course. And luckily, for us in Detroit, it's pretty well known and accepted.
From a male perspective, yeah. It's hot. I see a lot of ladies wearing these head wraps and things, so y'all are a little bit more lucky. Us, we just got the skull caps, but mm-hmm. a lot of ladies in Detroit, you have more options, and they're beautiful. They're very ornate mm-hmm. looking, too. So
depends on the way you like to style it and what...
Yeah. Your colors, everything.
Colors,
you can match with your outfit, your coats.
And, yeah, you can do a lot, and it also matters, with what material you use, because some material is stiffer, so you can, mm-hmm. create a certain shape, which is really cool.
Right. Oh, nice.
And if you're having a bad hair day, no one has to know.
They're going to be complimenting you on your head wrap.
They sure will. It's great. It's great. I love it.
Nice. Yeah. Any other tips or things that might just come up now that...
Yeah. Sunblock is still a thing.
Yeah.
Even in the winter.
Yes. If skin cancer is real, use that sunblock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what your skin tone is. It is very healthy.
Sunblock.
It keeps your skin... from drying out, from wearing out the skin, the sun wear out your skin. So mm-hmm. just do that, because you'll be out there in the sun for a while too. Now, for my glasses people, carry a glasses case and like a lens wipe. Don't use your shirt and other stuff. Don't scratch up your lens, because your lens are going to fog up. I'm wearing contacts now, but I will be wearing some really nice fancy glasses that you won't see on the podcast. So, you deal with that fogginess, right? And all the water on it and everything. You can't
see. Especially because you're coming from outside where it's cold and you're going inside where it's warm. And
condensation.
Yes. And then you can't see. And then you fall off a balcony. I'm just kidding. That's too much.
Wow. You got my sense of humor. You're being me today.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah. It's super important. And also those who are wearing contacts, like Ray, keep a small thing of contact liquid in your glasses.
Keep a little contact case, too.
Yeah, contact case. You need your liquid and you need your glasses, because winter air can be very drying, and sometimes in contacts will be like, can't do this anymore.
You're giving me advice right now, because I've always worn glasses through the winter. I did not know that drying out contacts was a thing.
Yeah, it's happening now. Thank you. You literally just
gave me advice, Sam, on this podcast. Thank you.
That change in seasons, it's like, why?
So I'll be getting some nice frames.
And of course you'll need to drink plenty of water, because like I said, in the winter it's dry. We got all that heat going on. So it's so dry. You want to keep hydrated and you want to keep chapstick on them lips.
Yes. Let's talk about these chapsticks on lips. So, keep your lips moisturized. Like, it's nothing worse than you're going and it's like your lips look all super white and they're crusty. And,
I can't stand the feeling.
The chap, the bleeding.
I don't know how people live like that.
How do people live like us in Michigan? Right. See y'all warm weather folks, whoever's listening on podcast, y'all don't have to deal with this stuff. You just don't.
Yeah. It's worse when you are a person who takes public transit because you're exposed to the elements so much more. So, yes, keep hand lotion and on you. Make sure you switch your moisturizer up because that nice light moisturizer you use in the summer, springtime, it's a thing of the past because winter is here. Because
your skin will get so rusty that you're going to need some CLR on that. So carry some moisturizer. Fellas, too. Yes. I'm done.
Did you say CLR?
Yes. I see some rusty hands out here. Mm-hmm. And it's bad. I'm like, I'm going to have to pour some CLR on your hands to get all that calcium lining and rust off.
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil, palm oil, traditional oils. If you know, like, whatever is going to keep your skin moisturized. Mm-hmm. Winter air would dry your skin and your lungs and your face out faster and stuff, than too. Anything. So this is fashion tips now, right?
Or basically, well, I mean, like, no, these are really actually important. Tips because, like I said, you're out in this weather, you are exposed. You need to take care of your skin, or else it will crack and it will hurt.
Yeah, so new bus riders, and we want more new bus riders, that would be cool. Take this advice to heart, share this with your friends that are new to the buses, and those that have been riding for years. Y'all got any other advice? Let us know. Do you got a winter story about a bus that didn't come for 2 hours in the wintertime? Send that to dobetterdnot@gmail.com. Seriously. Mm-hmm. So I think temperature stories would be really cool, too.
Like, speaking of temperature stories, because,
did you get on a cold bus in the wintertime? We want to hear it.
I got on a hot bus in the summertime.
That's so real. Sweating and the misery, the human smells.
Listen, the human smells are the worst.
In the winter, though.
In the summer.
Don't they got a whole meme for how you're going to be musty in the wintertime?
The Michael Jackson meme.
So, Sam, forgive me for this, but fellas, wear deodorant, please. All right, I have to get that. All right, so back to the
pocket. If you're like me and you want to be all natural and you want to get rid of the aluminum, the cancer-causing chemicals, you can try Native. You can try, I think it's called Schmitz. That's the one I'm using right now. Try it out. It's charcoal and magnesium. Works like a charm. Toms of Maine is a great one. And they sell it everywhere. Yeah. Same with, like, Schmitz. I think that's what it's called. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what it's called. And Toms of Maine. Those are the most popular ones. Mm-hmm. Native, you can order online, but it's a bit more expensive. But I hear it's really good.
I got a good tip, Sam. So, there's a difference. If you see antiperspirant, on it, avoid it, because that's the chemicals and the aluminum. Mm-hmm. If you see deodorant, still read those ingredients. Mm-hmm. But there's going to tell you on the deodorant pack, antiperspirant or deodorant. Now, if you have a sweating problem in the wintertime, I do recommend that, actually, because sweating in the winter, you can get hypothermia as well, too. So these tips are actually legit survival tips, especially for the winter. You don't want to overlayer. You don't want to underlayer. Mm-hmm. You don't want to cause yourself to sweat either in the wintertime, because that can happen with a lot of layers. You get outside and you're cold. Sweating's designed to cool your body. Mm-hmm. You don't want that in the wintertime at all. So just be careful with your materials. Cotton. I like cotton. Material clothes? Because I feel like poly blend, like polyester stuff kind of keeps the heat in. So that's a strategy.
I mean, the poly blend, and I do cotton. Obviously, because I am vegan, I do not wear wool.
Oh, yes.
So that's the thing, and I don't wear fur. So I'll do, like, the imitation.
Yes, get the fake. Yeah. I'm the imitation kind for those that are vegan and you know, love and care about the animals. You don't have to shear an animal up to be warm and everything like that in this day and age. So, seriously about the sweating, take that to heart, please. That's very, it can be very dangerous, especially with people waiting outside exposed for 30 minutes.
Wow.
So, it's a really life and death situation. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get real serious. Do that. Get your buses running on time for the winter time because, well, you always take this advice. This is just common sense. Mm-hmm. But until the day that we get buses running more frequently in the winter, this will help you out, folks.
Yeah. Really. Stay warm.
It's a whole... we've done this so second nature, riding the bus, right? Yeah. It's just kind of second nature to us.
Yeah, I mean, layering is my life at this point. layering is my life. Just like I said, just today, I went a bunch of places, so I had on some thin tights and some boots, a dress, and then I put, like, a sweater over that dress, and I had a jacket. But, like, come noon, it started getting hot, so I took the jacket off, and then it got a little bit hotter, so then I took the sweater off, and I was good in my dress, and everything was good. But some people were kind of dying. Like, they had on hoodies. I'm like, you can't. Ooh, yeah. You should take
that hoodie off. It was thick material, too. Yeah. See, I had, like, a nice button-up. I had, like... Well, earlier I had some slacks because I had to go to jury duty and I was not selected. Yay! Put in a pause sound. There we go. Woo! No. No. It's important civic duty. So answer that summons and go to jury duty. You may or may not be caught. But I had some pants on, light socks that went up like past my ankle a little bit. And I had like an undershirt and then a nice little kind of like a leather jacket. Leather is really hot in Detroit right now, too. Pleather. I ain't that rich.
Oh, I'm about to say, like, why?
Oof, no. So, yeah. I don't know. Do we have any other tips before we close out here?
I mean, no. Just take care of yourselves. Wear them layers. Take the layers off. Whatever you need to do to be comfortable. Because
keep your feet warm.
Yeah. And dry.
Yes. Glasses case. Glasses lens.
And liquid.
Yes.
For your contacts.
Yes.
You need it. So, okay. Yeah, we're pretty much done here.
All right.
So, let's close out. Once again, I'm Sam.
And I'm Ray.
And you're listening to the Do Better D. Podcast. Bye.
See ya.